have tuned in to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org, Cerritos College Radio on the net, bringing essential student body information, news, sports, and the arts to the entire Cerritos College campus community. Here are your hosts, Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides and Managing Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia.
Today is May 2nd, 2012. Welcome to the 15th edition of Talon Mark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester, bringing you news and information campus-wide. I'm your host, Tito Benavides.
And I'm Lucia Sarabia.
Good morning, Falcons! Embattled ASCC Director Holly Bogdanovich has raised the ire of the Associated Students of Cerritos College with a vote of no confidence, which is the beginning phase of removal of office. Accusations of an alleged confrontational attitude towards the student body president and other members of the ASCC. Extended medical absences have led to an arrested development of the ASCC for this semester. Assistant News Editor Cassandra Murray reporting.
Associated students of Cerritos College are disappointed and bothered by the treatment they have received from its director, Holly Bogdanovich, and have passed the bill of no confidence in order to have her removed as the ASCC director. ASCC member Asad Shah introduced the bill and Senator Jackie Willis seconded it. The bill stressed instances where Bogdanovich displayed confrontational behavior to the ASCC president as well as to other members of the ASCC. Due to the lack of professionalism that has been displayed by this behavior, the ASCC has felt that its duties have not been able to be performed as best as it could have been under a professional and welcoming environment. Members of the ASCC have reported the times where Bogdanovich acted unprofessional to the college president, Linda Lacey. Shaw has said he never encountered Bogdanovich acting this way personally, and that their accusations came to light in the no-confidence bill mostly on hearsay. The introducer of the bill insists that it is nothing personal and that it is in the best interest of the Senate and more of a motion to get the ball rolling.
We introduced the vote of no confidence for the reason that Ms. Holly Bogdanovich, we believed, was not present for our meetings. And people ask for what reason, you know, why it's important for the director to be around. And I give them the analogy that it's kind of like a basketball or a soccer team where, you know, if the coach is not present, you know, that makes or breaks a team.
One of the best things, according to Shaw, about Cerritos College is the student body presence the college has compared to the other colleges he has been to. All of the opportunities that come with that strength, he claims, are not being taken advantage of the way they should be, and that starts with leadership.
That's important for the director to take on and, you know, hope that happens.
There was a medical reason for Bogdanovich not being able to attend for part of the year. However, the no-confidence bill passed by the ASCC does not feel that is a valid excuse.
From what I was informed and from what I had seen, the problems were there before the leave of absence. You know, also while she was present in the fall semester of 2011. As far as my personal experiences with Ms. Bogdanovich, she was actually a very kind lady, and I have no personal bouts with her. And that's why, you know, I keep insisting and telling people that this is nothing personal at all. As far as me as a senator and the Senate floor is concerned, it's strictly business.
Shaw went on to say,
though I believe someone's on payroll and they're here to make the experience of college better for the students, that duty should be fulfilled, especially with, you know, the situation, the budget cuts, you know, as you know, and as far as how tight it is in school right now, it's very competitive. You know, we definitely need someone who's proactively seeking solutions to the problems we have on campus.
Shaw spoke for the ASCC in saying that they are not working up to their standards and need a director to help guide them to accomplish everything possible to make college a better experience for the students. The bill will be introduced to the Board of Trustees on the May 2nd meeting at 6 p.m. at the Cheryl Eppel Boardroom. For Talon Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm Assistant News Editor Cassandra Murray.
Art students here at Cerritos College had a chance to display their talents at the Cerritos College Art Gallery for the Student Art Exhibition Award Ceremony. The exhibition will be on display through the 10th, featuring an array of styles and mediums. Assistant Sports Editor Martin Calderon reporting.
Guests had a chance to get an up-close look at all the artwork that was selected for display at the Cerritos College Art Gallery, which held an opening reception and award ceremony for the Student Art Exhibition from 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday. The gallery will showcase artwork created by students through May 10th and features pieces developed by using a number of different mediums, including ceramics, photography, and paintings. The event began with the gallery remaining open for the first hour of the reception. The crowd was a mixture of contributing artists, their family and friends, school faculty, and many students. Business administration major Dalia Venzor was fixed on a piece titled Martyring by the Masses and talks about why she liked it.
The piece is very raw looking, and the colors just kind of evoke a sense of like frustration, but it's also passionate with like the blue colors.
Artwork lined the walls and ceramics were displayed on pillars throughout the main gallery, while another room featured a mixed media piece that incorporated video projection. Guests were then escorted to the courtyard just outside the gallery where the awards presentation took place, with Professor James McDevitt hosting the event. There were five categories in which artwork was judged by guest jurist Devin Suno, a Los Angeles-born artist, curator, and educator whose own work is on display in Japan as well as in the States. Full-time art instructors selected works from 12 artists, while part-time instructors selected four pieces to enter to the judging categories. Hagope Nigerian, Art Design Department Chair, explains why it is important for students to be acknowledged for their work.
First of all, I think we're very fortunate we have Cerritos College Foundation, or the AACC, which provides those awards. I know a lot of kids who go to the colleges and they just win prizes. They don't really get the awards. The awards are actually very secondary. I think most of the kids, the recognition, they get the acknowledgement from their family members, their peers, is probably the hugest compliment. So what we do, there's a fund there, and then we hire an outside juror who's going to speak tonight, Devin Tatsuno, and he comes in and chooses the awards.
Each category had first, second, and third place awards, as well as honorable mentions. Top winners received cash prizes along with their awards. Art major Ed Zimmerman won an honorable mention for a ceramic dish he created and a $165 cash prize, which he says will go toward purchasing more art materials and supplies. Zimmerman has worked with ceramics for 16 years and explains some of the other benefits of being acknowledged for his artwork.
It's very, it reinforces the fact I think that I'm on the right track, and this just reinforces that other people do see and appreciate what I've been able to come up with.
He goes on to say why it is important for student artists to be recognized.
Oh, it's very important to get the community backing and also to get the students recognized for all the hard work that they're doing, not only their parents, but for the community at large to get that recognized.
Gallery hours and other information can be found at www.cerritosgallery.com. For Talon Marks Campus News Hour, this is Assistant Sports Editor Martin Calderon reporting.
You are listening to Talon Marks Campus News Hour. We'll be right back after these very important messages on WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California.
Do you know what to do when an earthquake hits? It's not the shaking that hurts, it's the stuff that falls on your head. Collapsing walls, flying glass, and falling objects cause most earthquake-related injuries. If you're inside, stay there. Take cover under a strong piece of furniture and hold on. If you're outdoors, move into an open area away from buildings, streetlights, and utility wires. Once in the open, stay there until the shaking stops. And if you're in a moving vehicle, find a clear area and stop quickly and stay in the vehicle. Once the shaking has stopped, proceed with caution. Avoid bridges or ramps that might have been damaged by the quake. Most of all, be prepared. This has been a public service announcement for WPMD 956, Cerritos College, Norwalk.
It can happen to a knee, a kidney, even your brain. It's called wrong side surgery, when an operation is performed in the wrong place. Fortunately, there's something being done to prevent this mistake. While the patient watches, the surgeon's initials are signed with a marker on the site of the surgery. This step may seem overly cautious, but if it prevents just one mistake, we say it's a step worth taking. A public service message from the Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, WPMD, and Telemark's Campus News Hour.
Cerritos on Wheels, also known as CAL, links parks, schools, and other major points of interest within city boundaries. Developed for the citizens of Cerritos, CAL's comfortable air-conditioned vans travel daily, excluding holidays. The CAL is equipped with wheelchair lifts, tie-downs, and folding seats to accommodate most wheelchair configurations. Now, how do you catch the CAL? Look for the signs which indicate 180 locations to catch the vans. Signs with Route 1 and Route 2 identify which direction the Cal vans will travel. You can also use the Cal to make convenient connections with the Long Beach Transit, Orange County Transportation Authority, Norwalk Transit, or MTA buses. The fare is only 25 cents per trip. So try a moving transportation experience. Next time, ride the Cal to save money, stop at convenient locations throughout the city, save the environment, get out of the house, and have fun. This is WPMD 956, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California.
WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California. That tapping you're hearing is our friend and guest texting his other friends.
Oh.
We would love to invite we welcome the QSA, the Queer Straight Alliance Club, in today on Telemark's Campus News Hour. It's okay, don't worry. We're a little mellow here, okay? And we would like to invite absolutely Senator Daniel Shaper to the show. Welcome,
Ooh,
Senator.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right on. So we got you guys kind of late in the semester. A mm-hmm. lot of your activities have already been done, right?
Yes.
And what activities did you actually do?
Well, one thing we did was the Equality Marriage Booth, which mm-hmm. was around around February and March. It was around March for sure. We had this lovely little so basically it was more of like a commemoration to like all the how would say to 10,000 what was that? I believe it was 10,000 marriage licenses that were revoked during the passing of Prop 8.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Same sex marriage licenses.
Right.
So what we did, we decided to because we did the marriage booth before, but last semester we didn't really do much of it because you know things just got into the way and everything.
Right, right.
But this semester we finally got it and we got it back up and running. So we had like just $5 to get a fake Vegas wedding of like you know ring pop exchange and little
ring pop exchange.
Yeah,
that's
get
so
ring
romantic.
Pops. Yeah, exactly.
High calorie but yet romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get wedding cake. So hey, it's all good.
Oh, you could never say no to wedding
cake. It's really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and other sales we had like a few bake sales, of course, a few bake mm-hmm. sales, and we had like a mixer like around the beginning of the month, beginning of the semester.
Now, how successful was the QSA this semester as opposed to last semester? Were there more members this time? Or?
Well, there was an equal number of members. We okay. would have like, you know, like maybe like, let's say in one meeting, we would have about like 20 to 30 members. In the other meeting, we'd have like 5 members. And it just goes back and forth. Like, you know, it just depends on like how many people are interested. And we can understand that a lot of people have schedules to comply to. I mean, we all have obligations regardless what. And it's really hard to just have a stabilized number of people because we're all busy. We got lives, of course.
Right.
But so forth, we have like, you know, we have our dedicated members, you know, a good 15 to 20 dedicated members that come by most of the times, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for them to have become part of this organization, you know, and I am really thankful for them, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what's the name of the president of your club?
The president of the club?
Mm-hmm. Of QSA?
Daniel Shaper is me.
Oh, that's you then, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I spoke to you last week then, right?
Uh-huh, that's
okay, sweet. Okay. You were telling me about there was going to be, like, coming out of the closet stories that
yeah.
you guys were going to be. Now, tell me about that, actually.
Oh, okay. Yesterday we had our last meeting, which was also right. our elections and coming out stories.
Right.
The thing is, we do this every semester. People who are comfortable, you don't have
right.
to.
Right. Because yeah. I was going to say this is really personal.
It's really touchy.
And incredibly touchy, and it's effective to one's own self, like, mm-hmm. you know, to like the 10th degree, you know.
Exactly.
So like, I mean, was this done in a public forum or was it done?
No,
it was
in a private setting, more of like right. in a classroom, you know. People are more than welcome to come and
right.
Participate in it, but it basically it's like this, it's a safe zone inside.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens here in the QSA stays in the QSA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like for instance, like if someone opens up to you, you don't go and tell it up to other people out there that they don't know. It's
yeah.
it's like it's not only just rude, but it's just like
it's common sense.
It's common sense,
you know,
exactly.
Really,
it's none of your business, basically.
Absolutely, you know. I mean, if you're confided in, you know, keep mm-hmm. it confidential. You know,
right, exactly.
Absolutely, you know. So yeah, that must have been a powerful. You know, some of the meetings are actually therapeutic, then, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know,
most
I mean, for the most part, then, right?
Most part of therapeutic.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it's a togetherness and you know, and a solidarity feeling
yeah.
as well. You know,
exactly. It's mainly like a safe outlet for all the LGBT students here on campus
right.
who just need a place to go and vent. Not just go and vent, but just a place to go and just be themselves. And
to just simply
yeah.
exist, right?
Exist, exactly.
Yeah. Right. And so how many meetings do you think you've had this year?
We meet every other Tuesday every month. So first and third Tuesdays a month. But during the April, which was for us like an important time because that was during the Day of Silence and all these celebrations we had, all these LGBT holidays, most likely. We had to meet. Well, I decided that it would be a good idea if we just meet every Tuesday instead because, you know, we meet officially and unofficially just to get things done, you know, because after April comes May, and May is like a big, huge crunch, and it's like we're already nearing the finals. Basically, it's 3 weeks into the semester, so it's like I wanted to get everything done just to get everything out there for people to enjoy and take part of. Basically, yeah.
Well, bravo. Now, are you going to have any more meetings after this, or did you already have your last meeting?
Well, this is our last meeting.
This Tuesday coming?
No, already yes. Tuesday. Yeah.
Today passed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so things are pretty much wrapped up as far as mm-hmm. the QSA club
yeah.
is concerned. Now, are you guys going to have anything during the summer, or are you guys going to break for summer?
Well, we will be having our beach bonfire, which is going to be on the 18th at Huntington Beach. If anyone's interested, you are more than welcome to come. It's going to be, well, usually we're going to be leaving around 5 o'clock because but you can come there more than early because we're going to be having people coming there early just to claim a bonfire pit because it's going to be
yeah.
we would assume that it's going to be like packed, so
yeah.
We're going to be having a little bonfire plus we're going to be saying goodbye to one of our what you call it, dedicated members,
right.
And yeah, she's going to be leaving up north, so being transferring whatever, and that's pretty much it. We're going to be just having it's like a big thank you party. Thank you for everyone who participated and became part of the QSA, and, you know, and it just really helps a lot from having your guys' participation in it. Yeah.
Well, bravo, yeah. bravo. Now, but come the fall,
everything's
gonna start up again, right?
Yes, everything. Right. There's gonna be a new president, new cabinet, and everything. So,
now,
yeah.
Okay. Now, suppose like somebody wants to get in touch or really keep in touch with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a Facebook, right?
Yes, we do have a Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a fan page. Basically, what all you do is just type in the search engine, Cerritos College Queer Straight Alliance. Search for the Rainbow Falcon, and you will definitely find it. Just like the page, and voila, you're in.
The Rainbow Falcon, I like that.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I remember last semester you dressed up as Lady Gaga.
Yes, last semester. I believe it was two semesters ago. And,
you made the paper, too.
I made the paper, yes.
Yeah,
a whole huge page dedicated to me. Oh, yeah.
Now, you want to tell us a little about that?
Well, yeah, that one, I decided to get creative with it. I really wanted to be part of them. Like Halloween celebration, and plus I don't really usually celebrate Halloween. It's not my I ever think, you know, oh, it's for kids or whatever, but I was like, I mean, well, hey, you know, adults do it, why don't I do it? I want to have fun. So I'm all like, usually my parents would never expect this from me, but I mean, I decided I want to go out and drag. I just wanted to, I'll just get buy a corset from Frederick's Hollywood and just get a wig and get whatever the heck I can do. Just compile everything up, sew it, glue it, you know, hot gluing every little sequin on. And voila, I got myself a little Lady Gaga outfit.
So why Lady Gaga?
Because I love her. She is my idol, as most people can see. She just stands for herself. She's not afraid of being herself. And her messages are just so, like you know, just very, how would I say? I would say just more like a, how to say, it just is out there, basically, just to be yourself. It's meaningful
right.
message for anybody.
She's bold through her creativity.
Yes.
Yeah,
very.
She's very. One thing about Lady Gaga that I saw one time, she was walking out on stage, and she had hair strands on the back of her boots.
Really?
Long hair coming, was flowing off the back of her boots. And I was like, whoa, I've never even heard of that before, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's a trip, you know?
It
was real, too. It was real hair. So every time she walked, it was like waving hair.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was like, man, that is an artist right there. Her and Bjork, I kind of hold on the same level,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
They really do, like, shatter the ceiling on mm-hmm. that one, you know?
Right
on. So you guys are wound up. You guys are going to have the bonfire party. It's one of those parties.
Yeah.
And what do you pride yourself in, you know, of what happened this semester? What accomplishment can you say I grew this semester in?
Well, the one thing is just the togetherness, I mean, of the group. Basically, what I wanted to do is I wasn't doing it for just, you know, just to go to members or anything. You know, I just, the one thing I did because I really wanted this, I really love this club so much. I've been passionate ever since I first, like 2 years ago, I started getting, before QSA was GSA, I was so interested in the club, and I really wanted to be a part of it. I mean, I've run officer positions before, like a lot of time. Like I ran the director of publicity for 3 semesters, secretary for 1 semester, and I mean, at that time, there was nobody really wanted the president position because they're just, for them, it was so much of a responsibility that they had other things to do. So I was like, you know, why don't I just take it for this semester and see, hopefully, what we can do with it. And yeah, so far. This semester, I mean, although we haven't gotten, like, quite a lot done, but we got something. We've gone somewhere, you know. Like, we've raised money. We had people coming in. And just people, basically, it's more of like the connection. The one thing that I've accomplished is at least, you know, having a connection with our members. And just having, you know, just like a family thing, you know, going on. We're like one big, happy family.
It really is. Now, how has the campus of Cerritos College and the students at large, how have they been receptive to the Core State Alliance?
How have they been receptive? They've been pretty cool with it.
That's what I've been gathering because I see the posters everywhere. Everyone's just so mellow on this campus, you know. And I love seeing that kind of development of this area, you know.
Right.
You know, it's really, you know, because it's multicultural. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot going on here. I mean, and we're talking multicultural, different continents too, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a lot of, like, you know, togetherness, and there's a lot of acceptance on this campus. I want to see, you know, if you were picking up on the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right on. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to put out there?
Well, the thing I'd like to put out there is just, you know, QSA will be in full throttle next semester. And I hope you guys would be able to come and just be a part of it and just get more involved with it. Because, you know, with your guys' involvement and your guys' ideas, it helps the QSA grow. We need, like, that's what we do. We just encourage more people to get involved, run for a position, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you'll love it, and it's very rewarding. You'll make friends, you'll make you'll make a lot of friends, and just you'll gain character from you know, being a part of a responsibility and whatever. You know, responsibilizing, you know, pitching in or whatever, helping out. So yeah, it's pretty much it, you know.
And a little bit of, you know, maybe my 2 cents to you guys too. Maybe somebody can join WPMD and get a QSA show.
Yeah.
You know, an hour's worth of you know, questions and answers or whatever's going on. You know, I think that should happen.
Yeah, it should happen.
Absolutely.
More often.
Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you very much, Senator Daniel Schaefer.
Thank you very much.
Yay, right on. And remember to go ahead and look up the QSA on Facebook. Look for the Rainbow Falcon.
Yes.
Right. Rainbow and Cerritos College QSA. This is WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California. You are listening to
Telemark's Campus News Hour.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Welcome back to Telemark's Campus News Hour. Anything that happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas, especially during the Cerritos Cosmetology Club's open house Las Vegas night. With Sin City icons celebrating the glitter and glamour of this wild desert getaway, staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
The Cerritos College Cosmetology Department will be hosting an open house event on May 2nd with the Las Vegas team. Cosmetology Club President Rolanda Arnold spoke about the theme.
The theme is the Vegas theme, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We're going to do 4 themes, like icons of Vegas.
An example of these themes, as given by Arnold, is an Egyptian theme that resembles the Luxor Hotel. She continued.
We're just doing different themes for Vegas, and we're going to incorporate that into our models and decorate the actual Cosmo Club, the Cosmetology Department in the Vegas theme.
The Cosmetology Department will also be selling snacks and refreshments for all guests attending, according to Arnold.
Who's providing all the food and drinks?
The Cosmetology Club. We'll be selling food and drinks. The event is actually, the open house is going to be free for everyone to come in. So we're going to be selling different you know, different foods and things.
There will also be a raffle going on, as mentioned by Arnold. Some of the things included in the baskets are curlers and other hair utensils. Arnold mentions the purpose of the open house.
We're just showcasing what we're doing as far as with the students actually doing the work, showing their work off, and using the theme to incorporate in it. So we're just trying to show our skills, that's all, and bring everyone over here in the department to see how we're doing.
Cosmetology Vice President Cherie Ibay shares her thoughts on the theme.
We wanted to do something fun that was exciting and something that had a lot of ideas that we could kind of work with and just have a lot of creative ideas and something a little bit out there.
The Vegas theme lets club members play with many different color configurations that are present in Las Vegas at many of the Vegas casinos, according to Ibay. She gives a little more detail into the theme.
Yeah, it'll be a Vegas theme. All of the models will be just Vegas themed as far as maybe like the hotels go or just different themes like that. And it'll all be colorful and similar to Vegas.
As far as the money that will be made from selling snacks, refreshments, and raffle tickets, Ibay says that money will go toward updating the department. Cosmetology Club Treasurer Renee Aredic talks about who's welcome and mentions that they will have refreshments available for purchase to raise money for the Cosmetology Club. Redick also mentions that 5 or 6 gift baskets will be raffled off. She continues by talking about why the festivities are being hosted.
It's pretty much to help promote the cosmetology department because a lot of people don't know where we are on campus.
For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
Future Falcons arrived in droves in this year's senior preview day here at Cerritos College. Students new to College Life had a chance to walk on campus with their peers and got to know the different classes and overall choices they have when signing up for college. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
High school senior Mariela Quiñones now considers coming to Cerritos College after attending senior preview day.
Yes, I'm considering coming here because it's getting me interesting on it and it seems like a pretty nice school to come to.
Cerritos College hosted its annual senior preview day with an estimated 800 high school seniors attending from about 20 different high schools on Friday. Quiñones talked about her experience at Senior Preview Day.
It's pretty good. We're learning how everything's going, how classes go, how to enroll, and it's really good coming here. The event's pretty good.
She also elaborated what kind of impression Cerritos College has made on her.
What do you like about the school so far?
That it's not that packed as other schools. It's more open to students. Like, they can walk around and like be able to have quality time and free time.
What's your favorite part so far?
The classrooms are pretty nice, pretty small, like it's not like too big for so many students, like it's really nice. I like the school.
She is focusing to become a preschool teacher. The event is held at Cerritos College annually to get high school students interested in college. The high school seniors were split into groups and given tours of the campus by Cerritos College students and faculty who have volunteered for the event. English major Abner Kaguya explains more about what it's about.
Well, pretty much an outreach to high school students and really, you know, to inspire them of the importance of college and the necessity of college, like how much it can help them progress in their lives.
Kaguya explains how future community college students can benefit from Senior Preview Day.
It's pretty much like to show them, you know, that there's more to college. I mean, college is intimidating as itself. We're really here to, like, give them an idea that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here that they can benefit from. It's not just about classes. It's also about the other programs offered to them. And college can be fun. It is fun, you know.
Some seniors attended workshops that were held to show the different programs offered at Cerritos College. According to business administration major Daniel Fargroso, some high school seniors seemed uninterested. But after the presentations, they began to get encouraged. After the seniors were given tours of the campus, they then went to Falcon Square where they received free lunch from Hot Dog on a Stick. The Cerritos College Pop Rock Ensemble provided entertainment by performing cover songs of many classic songs. Clubs set up booths to get the high school seniors interested in joining and show them what they had to offer. Linguistics major Daniel Schaefer states how he believes Senior Preview Day was an effective event.
I think with the club booths here stationed onto the Falcon Square, I think it would just give them a good impression, like, oh wow, there's just so many, like, you know, varieties here, you know.
High school students Marisa Chavez talked about Cerritos College.
I like how it makes me feel like home, and everyone's like able to talk to you normal, and I don't feel judged.
What's your favorite part so far?
Well, my favorite part was going in the back and then nursing.
Chavez is an aspiring surgical nurse. For Telemark Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
The Cerritos College Art Society and Music Club proved to the student body that if you have a pulse, you have a beat, with a drum circle held in front of the Fine Arts Building. Students just passing by participated in the musical event as art displays filled the visual senses. Managing and Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia reporting.
Janet Cisneros, president of the Music Club and Music Education and Performance major, was part of the drum circle that was held on Thursday in front of the Fine Arts Department. The Art Society and the Music Club collaborated once again to attract attention to the art that was being displayed by the art students.
We collaborate together, so they do their art walk, they showcase the students' art, and the Music Club provides a drum circle. And what the drum circle is a group of musicians or people, and we gather in a circle, and we all have percussive instruments, and we go off of each other's rhythm. And so we, you know, it can be elaborated. If we listen really closely, we can diminish into nothing almost. And then it can speed up, you know, tempos and dynamics. So that's if everybody's listening and it works really well, which it did.
Cisneros further explains what the drum circle represents.
The drum circle represents unity. It brings people together. It brings people to come and collaborate to bring people together. So.
The drum circle is put together by musicians and other people walking by who are interested in joining. Instruments such as maracas, bongos, sleigh bells, tambourines, and congas, along with other percussion instruments, were used to create music. The music attracts people and guides them to move toward the art displays. Art major Nuri Vargas elaborated on how the drum circle helps the art society.
We're able to get other people's attention and also more participation, like other people come in that are not just interested in art, but that people that are interested in music do come out and they do want to sit and listen, and after that they do come take a walk around.
Henna tattoos were also being done by the art society students, and they sold tie-dye shirts they made themselves. Kimberly Batson, fine arts major, played the tambourine and also displayed some of her artwork.
I mainly and solely, I solely played the tambourine, yeah.
Why is that? Why only?
I'm comfortable with that instrument. I've played it since I was a kid, so I stuck with that one. It was more of a comfort zone for me.
Batson displays her artwork, but also added that she will not be selling her artwork simply because she feels that they are her babies. Anime Club member and psychology major German Sanchez participated in the drum circle.
This is the second time I've been a part of this, so I'm pretty happy to participate.
Do you know what the purpose of the drum circle is?
I believe it's to promote the art display here in the art walk. And I think that's our main objective is to try to get people to come in and you know hear the drums, and then they're going to see the art and be like, oh cool, there's art here too.
What instruments did you play?
Well, personally, I actually play the ocarina, but other than that, I play everything that's available.
The Music Club and Art Society collaborate several times a semester with the drum circle and display of art as one. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Managing and Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia reporting. With a defeat by Mount SAC, the Cerritos College track and field teams managed to score second place positions, advancing the team to the Southern California preliminaries held at San Diego Mesa College. Opinion editor John Gonzalez reporting.
Both the Cerritos College men's and women's track and field teams placed second on the April 24th preliminary finals at El Camino College Compton Center. Both the men and women's teams finished behind Mount San Antonio College in both categories. The men's team was blown out by a little under 200 points, while the women's team lost by 16 points. Larisha Fields, who participated in the shot put, hammer throw, and discus throw, shares her view on her team.
I'm proud of my team. We are moving on to SoCal Finals, and I'm looking forward for a great season.
The women's team came out in first place for the shot put and the discus events. Shot put participant Destiny Poplar explained how important her teammates are to her overall performance.
At the beginning, I struggled, but towards the end, I picked it up pretty well.
And what do you think that happened?
I think I did pretty well because my teammates stayed in there with me and they continued to cheer me on.
Although the men's team was blown out by Mount SAC, they placed first in the 400-meter dash, the 5,000-meter relay, 1,000-meter relay, and many other events. Many participants did not win events, but they did end up qualifying for the Southern California preliminary. Long jump participant Seth George is quoted as saying,
"Placed fifth, so I'm going to SoCal."
How do you feel about it?
I feel good, you know, saying that I just started jumping again Tuesday, you know, first time of the year. Feel pretty good at it.
13 male and 12 female athletes qualified for the SoCal preliminaries, which will be held this Saturday at San Diego Mesa College. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm opinion editor John Gonzalez reporting.
This has been the 15th installment of Talent Marks Campus News Hour for the spring semester of 2012 here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talent Marks at news racks located throughout the campus.
We would also like to invite you to log on to talentmarks.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talent Marks news staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides.
And I'm Managing and Multimedia Editor Lucia Saravia.
Have a great day, Falcons.